Take two.
Unit 10. The days of the week. Part 1. Let's talk. Jim, how many days are there in a week?
There are 7 days.
What are they?
Let me see. They are Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Part 3. Let's read. Paul is a schoolboy. He likes to go to school. He usually has a busy week. What does he do after school? Let's find out.
Monday is a happy day for Paul, because he likes to play hockey. He wants to be a famous hockey player.
Tuesday is a happy day for Paul, because he has piano lessons. He likes to play the piano.
Wednesday is a happy day for Paul, because he goes swimming. He enjoys swimming a lot.
Thursday is a happy day for Paul, because he goes to an English class in the evening. He likes English.
Friday is a happy day for Paul, because he can watch TV. He likes to watch Tom and Jerry.
Saturday is a happy day for Paul, because he can help his mother cook supper.
Sunday is a happy day for Paul, because he can go shopping. He likes to buy his favorite books.
Part 4. Let's chant.
Sunday is a happy day. Tuesday is a happy day. Thursday is a happy day for singing, shopping, and playing ball games. Thursday is a happy day. Friday is a happy day. Saturday is a happy day for sleeping, washing, eating, shopping, reading, writing, and making big cake.
Part 6. Sing it. Role play. Interview your friends. 1. What's your name?
2. How old are you?
3. Where do you study?
4. Do you like school?
5. What do you usually do on Monday?
6. What do you usually do on Tuesday afternoon?
7. Do you have any English classes?
8. Do you like English?
9. What do you do on the weekend?
10. Do you often go to see movies?
Part 8. Read the following words. S-T. Star.
Start.
Stop.
Story.
Stand. S, T, S-T-R. Straight.
Street.
Strong. S-T. Spell.
Spider.
Sport. Exercises. Part 2. Listen and write. 1. After a good rest on Sunday, today I'm going back to school again. What day is it?
2. This is the first day of my weekend. I'm going to have 2 days. I'm going to a small mountain village.
3. This is the middle day of the week. I have art class. I like drawing. I'm going to have a weekend after 2 days of school again.
4. This is the day before Friday. On this day, I have English, Chinese, math, and music. I like this day. What day is it?
5. This is the day after Monday. I'm going to play football after school. I'm going to play the piano in the evening. What day is it?
6. Today is a very fine day. Many people think it's a sunny day. They like this day to be their shopping day, sports day, and fun day.
7. Today is the day before Saturday. After 4 days of school, I'm going to rest for 2 days. This evening, I'm going to watch TV. What day is it? Part 5. Say it.
Pow, pow, friendly and brown, let down your milk for the hungry town.
Unit 11. I can do it. Can you? Part 1. Ask and answer. Look, this is very difficult.
I can do it. Can you?
I don't know.
Try it.
I can do it. Can you?
Sorry, I can't.
Try it.
Okay. I can do it. Can you?
Yes, I can. Part 2. Let's practice.
Can you catch the bird?
No, I can't. Can you skate? Yes, I can.
Can you ride a horse?
Yes, I can. Part 5. Let's read. A train stops at a station. Many people come out to buy food and fruit. A young man wants to come out, but it starts to rain. A boy is standing under a big umbrella. The young man says to the boy,
"Can you go and get us 2 burgers, one for you and one for me? Here are $2.
"Great,"
says the boy, and then he goes to buy burgers. After some time, the boy is back. He is eating a burger.
"Where is my burger?"
asked the young man.
"Oh, there was only 1 burger left, so I ate mine. Here's your dollar."
Part 6. Let's chant.
I can, you can, everybody can.
Part 8. Read the following words. L-Y. Badly.
Carefully.
Loudly.
Quickly.
Slowly.
Quietly.
Happily.
Sadly.
Exercises. Part 4. Listen and number. It's Monday again. I'm very happy to go to school again. In the morning, I'm going to have an English class. Then, I'm going to have math, Chinese, and art.
I'm going to play football after school. Many boys are going to play football with me. In the evening, I'm going to do my homework. I often go to bed at 9:30.
Unit 12. Where are the boys? Part 1. Look and talk.
Where are the boys?
I don't know.
Let's go and find them.
Okay, let's go. Part 2. Let's practice.
Where's my bag?
It's under your bed.
Where's your pen?
It's in my pencil box.
Where's the phone?
It's on the sofa.
Where are my socks?
They're in the wardrobe.
Where are your books?
They're on the shelf.
Where are the CDs?
They're next to the computer.
Where are the children?
They're in the classroom.
Where are the animals?
They're in the zoo.
Where are the apples?
They're in the tree. Part 3. Role play.
Mom, where are my sports shoes?
I think they're under your bed upstairs.
No, they're not there. Where are they? I can't find them. I'm late.
Don't cry. Let me help you. Let's go downstairs in the basement. Ah, you see, they're here, opposite the big box.
Thanks, Mom, but where's my jacket?
It's on the balcony upstairs.
Thank you, Mom.
Part 4. Let's sing. Part 5. Read and tell. Where are my sandwiches?
A man is going to see his friend, but he takes some sandwiches with him because his friend's home is very far.
On his way, he says to himself, "My friend is going to give me a very good lunch, so I don't need these sandwiches." Then he throws them away.
He goes on and comes to a river. He can't cross it, so he waits for a boat. It's 2:00, but still he can't find a boat.
He starts to go home, and he is hungry now. He wants to eat his sandwiches. "Where are my sandwiches?" he asks.
He walks on the road slowly and carefully. He wants to find his sandwiches. Oh my God! A dog has them!
He quickly goes up. But the dog runs away. He is still hungry, and he goes back home. Part 8. Let Kent.
Froggy! Froggy! Sat on a rock. Froggy! Froggy! Had a great shock. Froggy! Froggy! Fell off the top. Into the pot, he fell with a plop.
Exercises. Part 3. Listen and tip. 1. Where are the girls?
Where are the girls, Lucy?
I'm sorry, I don't know.
Are they in the library?
No, the boys are there, but the girls are not there.
Are they in the classroom?
No, I don't think so. There is no one there.
Ah, I know. They are in the cafe now. They are talking with our English teacher.
Maybe you are right. 2. Where is Sam?
Phil, where is Sam?
He is playing table tennis.
No, Sam is not playing table tennis, but Mary and her friends are playing table tennis.
Is he playing football on the playground?
Peter is playing football there, but Sam isn't.
Ah, let me see. Yes, Sam is playing basketball with his classmates.
Thanks, Bill.
You are welcome. 3. Where is Jane?
Where are you, Jane?
I'm here. Come and find me.
Are you in the kitchen?
No, not far away from the kitchen.
Are you in your bedroom?
No, I'm not there.
Are you in the bathroom?
No, I'm outside the kitchen window.
Yes, I can see you now.
Part 4. Listen and write. A very famous woman lives opposite me. Her name is Jane Smith. Her house is very big. She has parties every Friday evening. She likes to play the piano, and she likes to dance. Today is her birthday. Many people are in her garden. They are having a good time. She doesn't want to go to bed, so they play and play until it's morning again. Unit 13. There isn't any food in the fridge. Part 1. Look and talk. There isn't any bread.
I know.
Tom, there isn't any food in the fridge. What are you going to do?
I'm going to buy some.
What are you going to buy?
I'm going to buy some bananas, apples, burgers, sausages, eggs, bread, and some ice cream.
I like ice cream. Are you going now?
Yes. Why?
I'm going with you.
Okay, let's go.
There isn't any fruit in the fridge.
Oh, there isn't any meat in the fridge.
There isn't any fish. What can I do?
There aren't any vegetables in the fridge.
There aren't any bananas in the fridge.
There aren't any carrots in the fridge.
There aren't any people here.
Matt, there isn't any grass in the garden.
Part 2. Let's practice. There isn't any bread on the table, but there are some apples.
There isn't any fish in the fridge, but there are some sausages.
There isn't any water in the cup, but there are some bottles of juice.
There isn't any rice in the bowl, but there are some burgers on the table.
There isn't any chicken in the kitchen, but there are some potatoes.
There isn't any cheese on the desk, but there are some bananas.
Part 3. Role play.
Listen, boys and girls, there isn't any homework for you today.
Hooray, I can play football in the afternoon.
I can watch TV in the evening.
I can go see my grandparents. I can play ping pong with my brother.
I can go to the zoo with my parents.
Part 4. Let's chant.
There isn't any bread on the table. There isn't any fish in the fridge. There isn't any water in the glass. There isn't any rice in the bowl. There isn't any chicken in the kitchen. There isn't any cheese on the desk. There isn't any milk in the bottle. There isn't any coffee in the cup.
Part 6. Look, read, and answer. A baker often helps poor children. One day, he tells everybody, "Every child can have a bun here today."
Many children come, and every child gets a bun. There aren't many buns left.
A 70-year-old man comes late. He takes 3 children with him, and he asks for 4 buns.
The baker asks him, "You have only 3 children, so why do you ask for 4 buns?"
The old man says, "You see, these are my 3 grandchildren, and I'm my parents' child."
The baker gives him 3 buns and says, "You can come back with your mother, and then I will give you the other one."
Exercises. Part 3. Listen and draw a line. 1. Look at the lion.
Yes, I see it.
Now put the lion in the wardrobe. The children are afraid of the lion.
You are right. Let's put the lion in the wardrobe.
2. Oh, I like this panda.
I like it too.
Let's put the panda on the chair.
What? Put the panda on the chair?
Yes. Let's give her some apples.
Okay. Let me help you.
3. Can you see the bear?
Yes. It's a big bear.
Put the bear outside the door.
Good. I don't like the bear. Let's put it outside the door.
4. Where is the rabbit?
Look, it's there.
Let's put the rabbit on the sofa.
What? On the sofa? I want to sleep.
But the rabbit wants to sleep first.
Okay. Let the rabbit sleep first and put it on the sofa.
5. Look, that's a kangaroo.
Yes, it's big. Where do we put him?
Let's put the kangaroo under the window, okay?
Yes. Let's put the kangaroo under the window.
Unit 14. What did you do last Sunday? Part 1. Let's talk about it. What did you do last Sunday?
I went to a park.
What did you do last Sunday?
I went to the zoo.
Part 2. Ask and answer.
What did you do last Sunday?
I did many things. What did you do last Sunday? Part 4. Listen, point, and repeat. Come, came.
Draw, drew.
Drink, drank.
eat, ate.
Get, got.
Go, went.
Ride, rode.
Run, ran.
Is or am, was.
Are, were.
Say, said.
Sing, sang.
Sleep, slept.
Swim, swam.
Take, took.
Throw, threw.
Write, wrote.
Sit, sat.
Have, had. Part 6. Read and think. There were many people on the bus. When a young man got into the bus, an old woman wanted to stand up. But the young man said,
"Thank you. Please don't do that."
"But young man, let me stand."
"I want you to sit there,"
the young man said with a hand on her shoulder. But the old woman tried to stand up and said, "Young man, please let me stand."
"No, no,"
said the young man and made her sit down again. At last the old woman said, "What's wrong with you, young man? You made me go 3 stops beyond my home. I wanted to get off." Part 7. Let's chant.
What did you do last Monday?
I went to school and came home late.
What did you do last Tuesday?
I learned English and made a mistake.
What did you do last Wednesday?
I got up and went to the library.
What did you do last Thursday?
I played football and lost the game.
What did you do last Friday?
I watched TV and went to bed late.
What did you do last Saturday?
I went to a zoo and saw a big whale.
What did you do last Sunday?
I was at home and made a toy plane.
Part 9. Let's sing.
I had a birthday party yesterday. I sent Peter Pan many presents. We played games and sang birthday cake. We celebrated now that everybody was happy. I had a birthday party
This is the end of side A.
听力课堂欢迎你，
听力课堂欢迎你，
听啊，点啊。